gosh, whoever is out there, just leave it on the porch. Are you serious right now? Who is it? Wait, what? Who? Ugh, not my brother's stupid friend, of course. Wait, are you the cute one? What? I can't hear you. Ugh, hold on.
Oh, you are the cute one. At least that's a plus. Fine, what do you want, nerd? Right. Well, that's weird, because my brother isn't here. I don't know where he is. I don't track him. I mean, shouldn't you know where he is? Aren't you, like, his best friend or whatever? Right, so he invited you here, but he's not here. Typical. Oh well, he's not here, so you don't have any reason to be here either. Bye! What? Seriously? Okay, fine. I suppose you can come in and wait for him, but on one condition. You don't speak unless spoken to, okay? I'm actually in the middle of having some me time that you're currently interrupting. So I would prefer to pretend that you're just not here. Well, don't just stand there. I'm sick of waiting at the door. Get inside. And take off your shoes. I don't want you to track a bunch of mud and sadness in here. So, what were you and my brother planning on doing? Oh, boring. I actually wasn't asking for an answer. I was just being polite. But now I regret it. I don't know. You could sit anywhere. Anywhere but on this couch. Because this is my couch and I need my space. And don't expect me to get you a glass of water or a cookie or anything, okay? I'm not a maid. But since we're on the topic, why don't you be a good boy and go fetch me a glass of sparkling water from the fridge and a cookie from the jar? Do I look like I'm joking? You're my guest. That means you owe me for letting you inside. I'm running out of patience. Oh, good boy. Just put it on the table, right there. Thank you. Why are you still standing there? Remember what I said about pretending that you're not here? Just sit down and enjoy the view. I'm busy. I'm busy having me time. Don't you listen? And remember, no talking unless I talk to you first. Shh. You made a noise. That counts as talking. You're really annoying me, you know that? My me time is being interrupted right now, all because I was so nice and generous and let you inside. And now I'm being punished for my generosity. How do you think that makes me feel? What was that? Did you just say that's not the only thing that's being spoiled? So original. I've totally never been called spoiled before. You should learn to be more unique, nerd. Unique like me. I don't really care if you're bored, to be honest. That really sounds like a you problem. Don't you think that turning on the TV would ruin my peace and quiet? You know, just like you talking a bunch right now. But hey, if you need entertainment, feel free to let that imagination of yours run wild. Oh, I think you know what I mean. You seem plenty entertained sitting there staring at my ass like a pervert. Oh, please. I have eyes in the back of my head. I see you undressing me with your eyes. Little pervy gooner. You're cute when you get all flustered. But you're really bad at lying. I know you've been looking at my ass because everyone does. It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. Other women get really jealous over how perfect it is. The shape, the size, the bounce. I always tell them not to worry about it, and it's not their fault. Not everyone can have perfect genetics and a very strenuous workout routine. Plus, mix in these teeny tiny pink booty shorts. I mean, who can resist? Certainly not you, that's for sure, nerd. I mean, you look so hypnotized over there, watching my hips sway ever so slightly on the couch. I can tell it's getting to you. Oh, what? Were you hoping I wasn't gonna notice that raging boner growing between your legs? That pathetic bulge is so obvious. You really can't help yourself, can you? You really are the cute friend, huh? You know what? I actually have something really fun for you to do. You see, I had a fuck machine. A perfect little robot that fucked me as long and as hard as I wanted, whenever I wanted. But it broke on me. I guess they just don't build them to endure a body like mine. I ordered a new one, but it's not here until next week, so you could say I've been really starved of my special relaxation time. Let me spell it out for you. What I'm saying is, you have a cock. A very excited cock by the looks of it. And let's be honest, I know you goon to me. This is kind of like that, but more up close. And most importantly, I have needs that need to be met. So I think that we have the perfect setup. Don't you? You heard me. You wanted to do something, right? You said you were bored. No, don't get the wrong idea. You're just a convenient fill-in for my broken fuck machine. That means I expect you to be quiet. No talking, no moaning, no grunting, no fuss. Okay? You're just a dildo for me. Understand? Good boy. Now hurry up, I'm already getting bored of you. What? Do you expect me to take my shorts off? I'm kind of busy here with my phone. Can't you do anything yourself? Yes, I'm looking at hentai. Like I said, I'm busy. Not to mention, you shouldn't be snooping at what's on my phone. And I happen to like it, okay? I'm not sure that you should be judging, given that you've been gooning to your best friend's sister. Now stop sticking your nose where it doesn't belong, and pull my shorts down like a good boy. I'm so sick of waiting. There you go. See? I knew you could do it. Just try not to pass out when you see my bare ass. Okay? I kind of love how little it took to get you over here with your pants off. You're so desperate for this. It's actually kind of sad. But hey, I'm not complaining. I've been really pent up without my fuck machine. I guess sad little gooners like you have uses after all. So, what are you waiting for? Do you really need me to explain everything? Just climb on top of me and straddle my hips. It's simple. No wonder you're single. Hurry up. Get that cock inside of me. I need my fix. Oh. Oh, fuck. Yeah, just like that. I really needed this. Are you seriously looking at my phone over my shoulder? Gosh, can't a girl get some privacy? Fuck. Yes, it's mind break hentai. I suppose I shouldn't be surprised that you know what that is. You're such a perv. Hey, what did I say about moaning? Be quiet. I'm trying to enjoy my dildo. You're so naive. This isn't about you or your pleasure. It's about mine. This is my me time, remember? Which means you let me enjoy it how I want to enjoy it. I think that you actually love how I put you in your place. You're nothing but a dildo. That's all you'll ever be to me. And you can threaten that you'll stop and leave. But we both know that's not true. I mean, no man can stick his dick in my tight, off-limits slit and just walk away from it. Not when it feels this good. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yeah, just like that. Good boy. Hey! What the fuck? I didn't tell you that you could spank me. You made me drop my phone, you asshole. Well, keep your thoughts to yourself. Dildos aren't meant to think for themselves. Fuck, you're so annoying. I'm trying to look at hentai here, and it just got really juicy. Well, what do you mean? Is that what I want? Just because I'm looking at it doesn't mean that I want to. Fuck. I didn't tell you to go faster, you fucking nerd. Oh, my gosh. No, I don't want you to stop, but it was my idea. Don't you dare stop. It was my idea. Oh, fuck. That cock feels so good in my pussy. You're a good dildo, aren't you? Oh, you might even be better than my fuck machine. Yeah, you like that? Oh, my ass jiggles so perfectly every time you slam your hips into me. You're so desperate to please me. To show me you're more than just a dildo. But you're just not. You're just an object to me. A temporary pleasure toy that I'll discard like a used condom after you've busted your pathetic load. You won't even put me on my place. You won't even put me in my place. Fuck! Ow! Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. No, there you go. Oh, I didn't think you had it in you, nerd boy. No. I will not say that I'm a good girl. Shut up, nerd. Oh, shit. Oh, what are you doing? You can't just flip me around like I'm a piece of meat. No, I'm not. I won't say it. I'm not calling you sir. Fuck. What? Now that I'm on my back, you're just gonna spank my tits like some fucking asshole? Just a piece of me. I'm a good girl, sir. Yes. Yes, please. I need that cock back inside me, sir. I need you to fuck me, silly. Fuck me senseless, please. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh my gosh, I can't wait. No, we can't do mating press. That's crazy. I'm nothing but a cum slut. That piece of fuck me. A toy for you to use. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Fuck me. Use me. Take me. Please. Please, sir. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, your cock feels so good inside me. You're stretching my pussy so fucking much, sir. Oh, I feel like a little fucking bitch in heat for you. Yes. I would love a treat, sir. Don't I deserve it for being such a good girl? Sorry. You're right, I don't deserve anything. I'm not entitled to anything. Pieces of fuck me don't have rights or thoughts or just wet holes. I love sucking on your fingers. I love being a good girl. Sweet girl. Just keep fucking me like that. I'll do anything you want, sir. Yes. Take that fucking pussy. No, please don't stop. Please keep going. Please fuck me just like that. Please use me like a slut. Oh, fuck. Sexy, oh, so hot. Oh, gonna make me calm. Gonna make me calm. Gonna make me calm. Yeah, I'm ready for that big fucking load. Use my stupid fucking whore pussy. Fill my unprotected hole with your hot seat. Put me in my fucking place. I'll cross my eyes all pretty like the girls in my hentai.
Brother wants to meet up at your other friend's house. So I guess that means you'll be leaving. What did you say? You're not going over? So, does that mean you're staying here with me? Oh. A sleepover sounds really hot. My bed's really big and soft. Plenty of room for two. And maybe if you give me permission, I can go run us a nice hot bath in my ensuite bathroom. We can get all cleaned up. And then maybe afterwards, we can break in my bed. You can use me however you want. What do you say, sir? That sounds perfect. And I think that you unlocked something in me, sir. I'll go run that bath for us. Would you like bubbles in it? Yes, sir. I'll make sure it's extra bubbly for you. I'll be waiting for you, Master.